This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. Okay, you know, so I get some of us are grumpy. And I also get that, you know, I don't like some of the rules on the plane. I have a real tough time, you know, breathing on a plane with a mask. And when I want to eat, well, I'd like to eat. You know, a lot of us are getting hangry because we don't get to eat. We only have like these little baby nuts or pretzels. I think they even took away the nuts because there's people now all of a sudden allergic to nuts. When I grew up, nobody seemed to be allergic to nuts. Now everybody's allergic to nuts. So you maybe get some pretzels that are stale, they're small, and they just don't cut it. And also, a lot of times, I don't know if you realize, but the gas changes in your bowels. And so you always feel bloated. And so that doesn't feel good. So people get grumpy. It's not the flight attendant's fault. But we have heard since the beginning of the year, you know, it's made a lot of public viral posts on social media, and we've heard in the news that there has been multiple quote-unquote incidences on planes. And in fact, there's been close to 4,000. We're being told that the FAA had to fine close to $1 million passengers because of all their unruly acts. One guy stuck his head under a flight attendant's skirt. Are you kidding me? What the hell is wrong with you people? I mean, see, if I was a flight attendant, I wouldn't wear a skirt, I'd wear pants. I'm really for anybody who wants to wear pants to be able to wear pants. I don't like wearing skirts because people would grab the skirt and lift it up. Or now they have people with selfie sticks and they could stick a camera under your skirt. Disgusting. And what these flight attendants go through, now mind you, I've had some mean flight attendants. I've had to pee. I've seen some people very, very mean, but for the most part, you know, cut them some slack. It's dangerous. They have to fly. They have to keep everybody calm. By the way, when you fly that often, you're exposed to cancer because of you're at the higher radiation, especially the pilots. The pilots are at very high risk for skin cancer, which is why when you get a window seat, you might want to close that shade. Because I know you want to see outside, but you're getting that sun in and that's radiation. But then, of course, they really can't protect themselves. You can't run. So take a listen to some of this crap that some of these people are doing. All right. So apparently, a man aboard a JetBlue flight from New York to Orlando allegedly threw objects at passengers, blocked the aisles, and put his head up a flight attendant's skirt. The plane had to make an emergency landing, and he was handcuffed and fined $45,000. Then another man aboard a JetBlue flight from New York to San Francisco allegedly snorted cocaine, this is being reported by Daily Mail, kept removing his face mask, made non-consensual contact with another passenger, threatened to harm and stab other passengers. He was arrested and fined $42,000. Then a man on Southwest Airlines from Orlando to Kansas City allegedly assaulted passengers around him because somebody had refused to change seats to accommodate the man's partner. He was arrested and fined $32,500. Then a man on Frontier Airlines flight Atlanta to New York allegedly assaulted two flight attendants after the plane landed, threatening to kill one of them. He was arrested and fined. Then a woman aboard a Frontier Airlines from Orlando to Providence, Rhode Island, allegedly kept kicking the plane's bulkhead, screaming obscenities at fellow passengers and flight attendants. She locked herself in the bathroom, threw nuts at people, and she was arrested and fined $25,500. Now, apparently, the fine doesn't end there. You could actually end up in prison. I mean, this is just the FAA fine. I don't know if this even at all touches what could be your bail, what could be, you know, what you have to deal with from a criminal standpoint. But what the hell is wrong with you people? I mean, honestly, and this is one of the reasons why they stopped serving alcohol. Remember when Mitt Romney had voted a certain way that, you know, wasn't aligned with Trump or, and I guess his constituents were really, really mad and they got unruly. They were yelling at him on the plane. That was one of the incidences that caused Southwest to stop serving alcohol. Now, I paid for a higher ticket, right, so I could board early and get two free drinks. I didn't get my two free drinks. Now, that's fine because I really wasn't going to drink anyway, but still, I paid extra. So, you know, you as a passenger are going to continue to see more and more restrictions because we have these stupid people. Now, if you remember, one passenger had to be duct taped to his seat. And I believe the airlines, United Airlines, had to remind employees to not restrain them with tape. Apparently, there are other things that they could use. I think zip ties, things like that. And they want to calm down the situation. But I think this was the guy that was grabbing people's butts. And I don't understand why we're having all these mid-air psychoses. Now, I've flown on planes a lot, and I've seen coats, I've seen seizures, I've seen heart attacks. I have never yet, with all the flying I've done, seen a passenger just go off. And when you hear that there was close to 4,000 incidences, either A, you were just cracking down more and this always happens, or B, people this last year are getting ticked. Now, what I really think it is we have an uptick in people who are upset. They're upset about the masks. They don't breathe well. They're not getting their alcohol, or they're getting too much alcohol. You know, one trick to not have to wear your mask is to drink. So if you order more drinks, that's the only time you get to bring down the mask, because the flight attendant's always like, put your mask on. So on one of my flights, I had some bad allergies and I couldn't breathe. And so I kept asking for more water so I had an excuse to take down the mask so I could breathe. Now, I'm not saying that's any excuse for anybody to be violent, but I think we do have a different scenario here, a different situation. People can't be upset with their governor. People can't be upset with Biden or Trump, so they take it out on flight attendants. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm going to take a little turn here. I'm going to go back to some medical history. I love history. And I love studying, you know, what president, you know, medical conditions, you know, might have they had. And, you know, if a president might have been misdiagnosed. I love talking about medical antiques, which is why I've been on Pawn Stars. Years ago, we filmed about 7 episodes about as I would come on and try to sell my medical antiques. Some I sold, some I didn't sell, and I'm glad I didn't sell the ones that didn't sell because I really like them. But FDR was, you know, very, very interesting, not only as a president, but from a medical standpoint. And it has been long discussed that FDR had polio. Well, not all scholars agree. They think FDR might not have had polio, and there was another reason for his paralysis. So he was diagnosed August 1921 of having poliomyelitis or infantile paralysis, polio. He was 39 years old at the time. And so even though that was very, very odd, adults could still get polio. In fact, what they did know about polio is you could have symptoms years later. What we know now is you could have symptoms of polio that could come on 15 to 40 years later. So some authors think that FDR was feeling the stress of politics. He was getting very active in politics at the time. Maybe he might have had a past infection as a kid. He got over it as a kid, but then when he was a grown-up, it caused an issue. So with polio, what we know about polio, it's a virus, the poliovirus. It's in the enterovirus family. It usually presents like a flu-like illness, but then it could also involve the nervous system. It could affect movement. It could affect breathing. So you could get fever, malaise, fatigue, headache, neck stiffness, vomiting, and you could quickly progress to numbness, paralysis, difficulty breathing, and death. So FDR appeared to have had a fever, have difficulty breathing at one point, paralysis. He was diagnosed with polio. Now, there have been other theories. Some thought that he might have had a blood clot to his lower spinal cord. Some have thought he had a spinal cord lesion, an accident that could have caused it, or he had Guillain-Barré syndrome. Now, interestingly, what happened? What surrounded him when this all started? So during the summer of 1921, so this was in August of 1921, this is according to the FDR Presidential Library and Museum, he was sailing on his yacht when he suddenly fell overboard into the, quote, icy waters of the Bay of Fundy. Now, the following day, he complained of lower back pain. He still went for a swim, though. As the day progressed, they said he could feel his legs becoming weaker. By the third day, he could no longer hold his own weight. His skin quickly became very sensitive, and eventually even a slight breeze across his body caused great distress. In another source, according to Spartacus Educational, on the 10th of August, 1921, Franklin D. Roosevelt took a swim in Lake Glen Severn, a shallow freshwater pond on Campobello Island. About an hour later, Roosevelt felt a sudden chill. He went straight to bed, but continued to tremble despite two heavy blankets. The next morning, he was worse. He attempted to stand, his left leg buckled beneath him. That evening, he had lost the power to move his legs. He ached all over and was paralyzed from the chest down. They said it was not until 15 years later before he was diagnosed as suffering from poliomyelitis. So, interestingly, he fell off a boat, smacked the water. That's why some people think, well, that maybe he got a clot or maybe he got a spinal cord injury. Now, could spinal cord injuries cause these symptoms? Well, yes and no. According to the Christopher Reeve Foundation, you will have issues, difficulty regulating your temperature. They say those with complete injuries have the most impact on temperature regulation. Those with incomplete injuries have variable internal abilities to control the temperature because some messages are getting through the injury site. Nerves that are affected and which are not are different for every individual. With incomplete spinal cord injury, after spinal cord injury, shivering can happen, but it'll happen above the level of injury. So he was shivering, fell off a boat. Again, I'm still not convinced it was a spinal cord lesion, but these are why people are thinking. Moreover, he had that skin sensitivity. Remember, they said the wind would touch him. His skin was sensitive. That's called dysesthesia. With dysesthesia, that could also happen with a spinal cord injury. So the only thing is it's we have, when we look a little deeper, it just doesn't seem to fit spinal cord injury as much. According to Wikipedia, on August 10th, the day after strenuous activity, he came down with an illness characterized by fever, ascending paralysis, facial paralysis, prolonged bowel and bladder function, numbness and hypersensitivity of the skin. So even though a spinal cord lesion might make somebody... Oops. Sorry. Even though a spinal cord lesion might make somebody feel, you know, warm, you know, he did have an elevated temperature, but also facial paralysis. Now, facial paralysis, then that wouldn't be a spinal cord. Spinal cord injury, if you injure the nerves in your spinal cord at that level, then that's the level and below. Why would you have issues up to the face? So that starts to make me think it's probably not a spinal cord direct lesion. So his fever lasted about a week. He did need catheterization for his bladder dysfunction. He was left with bilateral leg paralysis, needed braces, and a wheelchair. And I have actually a picture of his braces. I wrote about this on, it's on my Twitter, it's on my Facebook, it's on my website at drdahlia.com. But interestingly that he had ascending paralysis. Now, ascending paralysis is a little different than polio paralysis. So ascending paralysis means starts from the bottom and then moves up. So according to Wikipedia, right, after his day on the lake, he was in the lake. Then the next day he was physically active, started to get chills, nausea, pain in his lower back, skipped dinner, went to bed. Chills lasted throughout the night. And then in the morning, one of his legs felt weak. Then one leg began to be paralyzed and the other became weak. Then his temperature rose to 102, pain shot through the legs, feet, and back. And then the numbness started to go up. The following day on the 13th, he was paralyzed from the chest down. And then his arms, hands, shoulders were weak. So this went from feet up. We see that with Guillain-Barré. So Guillain-Barré is something that we, even though it was discovered in the late 1800s, and I think named after Dr. Guillain and Dr. Barré in early 19-teens, Guillain-Barré is something that we now will diagnose after somebody has had an infection, somebody has had a vaccine, somebody has maybe had trauma, and it's where the immune system attacks the nerves. Chronically, it attacks the myelin sheath, the coating of the nerves, so people could have weakness, difficulty breathing, paralysis, even die. But what's interesting is Guillain-Barré could affect people between 30 and 50 years old. Whereas polio, we see mostly with kids, or we did. Guillain-Barré, we saw more with adults. So with polio, the paralysis is maybe one-sided, severe muscle atrophy, skeletal deformities. GBS is more symmetrical. Even though it started on one side, it went to both. So that's what makes us think. In fact, John Corona, vice chairman, Department of Neurology, Cornell University, said FDR's diagnosis or misdiagnosis of polio probably changed the course of history. His paralytic affliction gave great impetus to medical research that led to the development of the polio vaccine, an outcome that might have been delayed had his diagnosis been GBS. So, by the way, people feel that FDR died at the age of 63 of a cerebral hemorrhage. People think it was due to his high blood pressure. I think it could have been his malignant melanoma. If you look above his left eyebrow, you see a very dark splotch, variegated in color. That could have been a melanoma. So, these days we have spinal taps, blood tests, MRIs to figure things out. But FDR's nickname was the Houdini of the White House. Interesting. Because, you know, he had been able to hide his illness, his, paralysis. But I wonder if that's more because of his medical issues. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's an active bomb threat investigation underway near the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. U.S. Capitol Police confirming the incident on Twitter after they said they were looking into a suspicious vehicle. Those in one House office building were told to relocate to another, and the ATF is also assisting in the probe. More than 5,200 U.S. troops are now involved in the airport evacuation efforts in Kabul, Afghanistan. As far as how many Americans are still in Afghanistan, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says he doesn't know.
I don't know. The State Department would be a better place to go for an estimate of how many Americans are in Afghanistan or in and around Kabul. That is not a figure that the United States military would know. And I think, as you also know, not every American citizen in another country, that there's no obligation that they register their presence.
USA Radio News. As the evacuation efforts continue in Afghanistan, President Biden discusses when all of our troops will be out of the country.
Officials believe between 10 and 15,000 Americans are in Afghanistan, with another 50 to 65,000 Afghans that the administration wants to all evacuate. In an interview with ABC News, President Biden said troops would remain in the country until all American citizens have been evacuated.
We're going to do everything in our power to get all Americans out and our allies out.
Does that mean troops will stay beyond August 31st if necessary?
It depends on where we are and whether we can ramp these numbers up to 5,000 to 7,000 a day coming out. If that's the case, they'll all be out.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naralki.
AAA's national survey showing the price for a gallon of regular gasoline is down to $3.177 a gallon. That's 0.3 cents lower than Tuesday's average. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We really appreciate you all for following us. We really appreciate your questions and your comments. So I promise I'm going to get to some of them. But we do have a little bit of breaking news. So apparently, if you have student loans, doesn't matter how much you have, we are being told that the U.S. government is going to wipe them out if you have a disability. And those borrowers with disabilities are not going to have to pay back their student loans. So the U.S. Department of Education announced today that it is going to discharge the outstanding student loans of more than 323,000 borrowers who have significant permanent disabilities and will remove barriers for borrowers who qualify for this relief in the future. I think what happened is, in order for you to get it, you had to remember to apply. Now I believe it's supposed to be automatic. So, which, if it's going to be automatic, then it doesn't make sense for somebody to have to borrow, and then maybe just I guess, give them a pass so they have free college? I'm not sure. There might be a better way to do that. So the announcement is going to erase $5.8 billion in debt. And according to NPR, this marks a significant step towards fixing a troubled debt relief program meant to help borrowers with disabilities. So NPR is reporting over the past 2 years, a fraction of eligible borrowers have been able to get the relief. Apparently, there's relief that was built in the Total and Permanent Disability Discharge Program dating back to 1965, and many borrowers didn't know they were eligible. They say today's action removes a major barrier that prevented far too many borrowers with disabilities from receiving the total and permanent disability discharges they are entitled to under the law. This is according to U.S. Educational Secretary Miguel Cardona. So no student loan debt for any American who can no longer work due to a significant disability. And you don't have to now apply. The relief is supposed to come automatically. They're going to match the data with the Social Security Administration. The next match is in September, based on those who were identified in June. And the department expects more than 323,000 people to receive relief, amounting to almost $6 billion. So they're also going to try to eliminate a hurdle for those who have to apply, a three-year income monitoring period, they say, during which many people have seen their loans reinstated through no fault of their own. I think they're going to get rid of that. I think they're going to permanently stop requests to these borrowers for income information. And so this is huge for people with disabilities, absolutely huge. So, and it includes, you know, let's say you were fine. You felt great. You went to college. You get into an accident or something, God forbid, happens. Now you can't work, but you have hundreds of thousands of dollars in student loan debt. There was this act that I believe was set up in 1965 that was supposed to cover it. Now, of course, questions are going to then rise. All right, well, what about the other students? Okay, when does their debt get written off? You know, I talked to a lot of my former students, and many of them have a lot of debt because they went to medical school, or they went to dental school, or they went to PA school. And so I think this administration is going to still be working towards that. I just don't know, though, about the priorities, because helping college students is huge. But if that money could go to, you know, the migrants on the border, or if that money's going to go to sick kids, or if that money's going to go to COVID treatment. I mean, right now, you know, it looks like they are going to move towards at least free college from an associate's degree and from a community college degree. But I don't know if they're ready to wipe off the debt. But what is amazing is how quickly that decision can be made and how it could be like that. And so there's some people who have been very, very heavily trying to pay off their student debt. And I'm wondering if it behooves them to just wait. I don't want to say that because I don't want to promise, but you just wonder. Now, one thing, though, the government has to be prepared for is a slew of criticism for those people that did pay their debt. So for those individuals that struggled and paid off their student debt and just, you know, signed the last check, sent the last payment, when this happens, they're going to be pretty grumpy. And so one thing you start to wonder is if a lot of people are going to start defaulting on their loans, because just in case there's that promise, which has been talked about in Democratic primaries and talked about on the campaign trail, there may be a lot of individuals going, look, this might be written off. I'm also seeing that with people with rent. I'm seeing it people who have, you know, federal loans for their businesses. They're like, well, COVID's coming back, so they might write off some more payments. What do we do? Well, maybe we should hold off so then we could cash in on that. And mind you, trust me, I get it. I get it. That would stink to have paid, done, you know, busted your butt to pay off your student loans, busted your butts to pay off your business loan or anything that you did that you borrowed from the government just to find out that you could have saved all that money. So I get it. So this, as far as I'm concerned, I support this. Those with disabilities, those who went to college and then became disabled, I mean, how are they going to pay? They're going to go into default. It's going to cost the government more money to try to take that money out. They already can tell on Social Security, they're on Social Security disability. that seems to kind of be a no-brainer. Should be done. But we do have to be careful now, as the ADA is going to expand the benefits to those with long COVID. So those who have long COVID will now be protected with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Is any sort of certification or any sort of validation you have within the ADA realm enough to get somebody out of their student loans? So it's going to be very interesting to see how the government handles this. Now, even though NPR said you had to have severe disability, I mean, to me, having trouble breathing is severe. So are we going to have a situation where we're going to have tons of people trying to apply for a disability? Well, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't not encourage that, because they're matching this with not only your income, but Social Security. I mean, the reason why you went to college is because you wanted to get a job. You wanted to have a career. You wanted to get out there. So you really are going to pretend and then just live on Social Security so you get out of your student loan debt? You know, take that degree, make something with it, move forward. But it's definitely an interesting conversation on where we go with our college debt. I would rather address the root of it. I don't understand why colleges have to be that expensive. I don't. I've seen professors overpaid. I've seen money mismanagement. And when you hear that people are spending tens of thousands of dollars per semester, no wonder these kids are in debt. You know, I know a lot of people, it's not a very politically popular sort of decision to wipe off student debt. And I realize there's probably better use for the money. But what I think we need to do is, if that is going to be something that happens, don't just say, fine, let the college charge you 60 grand a year. The government will pay the 60 grand a year. What then the government should do with college, if they're going to go this route, is do like what they do to doctors. I don't care what you charge, doctor. You only get to make 30 bucks on that patient visit. So that's all you get. Almost like an insurance. So if that student has, quote unquote, the government insurance, and that university wants to charge them 60 grand, they're not going to get all 60 grand. They'll get the discounted rate from the government. Take it or leave it. A lot of schools are doing online anyway. Now, mind you, it's beautiful campuses. They have the grass, they have the greenery, they have the buildings, they have the security. I mean, you know, you go to college, it is an experience. And I love the fact that there's college like that. But the problem is as many people are going to choose to do online school, and there's tons of online colleges, those colleges are going to have to squeeze whatever students keep going to them. And if they're going to get reimbursed by the government, they're just going to up the prices like we saw with Obamacare and premiums. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can, with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the president and the first lady plan to get their COVID-19 vaccine booster shot once they are eligible. Now, I think a lot of people have been very, very frustrated that the booster shot and some of these COVID headlines are being used to distract against about what's going on with Afghanistan. If I was an advisor to Biden, I would have been a little bit less obvious with this. All right. Apparently, when he made a had a press conference yesterday about the booster, everybody was very excited that he's going to speak because people are obviously worried about what's going on with Afghanistan. Bring Americans home. Bring our family members home. Help. And instead, it was all about the booster and fighting the COVID, and they're doing, all this for COVID. And then he races off, no questions. And so, and then today we get the headline, or I think it was yesterday, that Joe Biden, Jill, are going to get their booster shots once they're clear to take them. And this, to me, is a real, real big mistake from a journalism standpoint or a PR standpoint, because you don't want to use COVID as a distraction. You know, one thing this administration has tried to do is, you know, push their narrative of what needs to be done for COVID and saying, look, there's no secondary gain with this. No secondary gain at all. I mean, this is all about COVID saving lives. You know, we want you, you know, to get the vaccine. And I believe it. I believe that. But then when these COVID headlines and these moves that the White House is making with the booster and all that, it comes at the same time. Because, I mean, the booster is not going to be available for those who need it till late next month. I mean, they could have made the announcement 2 weeks from now. Now we start to see the White House using COVID as a PR piece. Big mistake. Don't be doing that. Now, mind you, people are concerned. The Delta variant is rising. People want to know about their immunity. So when you tell them, you know, yeah, you'll be able to get a booster, that's supposed to make them feel relieved. But when they can't get the booster for 32 days, starts to make you wonder about the timing of the announcement. So for those who care, Biden administration announced that Jill and Joe are going to get their booster when they are allowed to do so. Just a review, when can you get a booster? Well, not till September 20th, and it has to be 8 months since your last shot. So if you got vaccinated in May, you don't get your booster till 2022. It has to be 8 months after your second dose. Now, they might change it. If these variants get worse, they might say, you know what, we'll let you get it, you know, at the six-month mark. But right now, you had to have gotten your shot 8 months prior, the second shot, the second dose. So the only people right now that would qualify would be any healthcare workers or maybe some older individuals. But the rest of us that finished in February, May, June, July, at that point, no, it's going to be later. Johnson & Johnson, we're still waiting. They say be on standby. Johnson & Johnson vaccine recipients, we are expecting they will need a booster. The thing is right now, because remember, they wanted to quickly get the headline out, you know, because of what's going on with Afghanistan. They kind of left a lot of people in limbo, as opposed to waiting and say, all right, this is what we want everybody to do. They were like, hey, guys, you'll get a booster. Make this the headline. You'll get a booster. But it's only for the Pfizer and the Moderna individuals who receive those. So Johnson & Johnson, we're still waiting on. We don't know if you are going to need a second Johnson & Johnson shot. We don't know if you're going to get an mRNA dose for the second shot. We do have one study that shows the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has much less efficacy against the variants than the mRNA. Original data showed there was 72% efficacy, but then other studies showed that it kind of paled to the mRNA. But I I'm not shocked. The White House needed to get some other talking point besides Afghanistan out there. So we kind of have a little bit of a confusing, direction on what's going on with the booster. But all I can tell you is 32 days from now, those of you who are over the 8 month mark will be able to get a second shot. So, and Biden promised that there are plenty of shots. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is pretty upset. The World Health Organization is saying, what the heck are you guys doing giving third shots when we have countries that didn't even get their first? But Biden, in yesterday's speech, argued, look, we've been giving out millions more than any other country. So we're doing our part. We're allowed to vaccinate with a third dose and protect our people. I respect, you know, him putting America first. Especially with what's going on in Afghanistan, he needs to kind of start, you know, fixing that in terms of, making sure Americans are safe. But I do completely understand the World Health Organization, where rich countries, they're going to keep getting boosters. Meanwhile, poor countries that are battling the virus are going to sadly brew new variants. So, I mean, we are being very obsessive with the vaccines. And I understand that people are scared, I understand that people are dying, but we're being so obsessive that we're denying people access to restaurants, access to events, access to college. A doctor is saying, bragging about how he's not going to see unvaccinated. And, we're really kind of being obsessive. And you have other countries going, look, whoever doesn't want them, give them to us. And I don't know, if you don't want the shot, you want to donate it to, another country, why can't people do that? Anyway, booster shots available. Why? Because one study from New York found that there's about a 79.8% efficacy of these mRNA vaccines to the Delta variant. Another study in nursing homes showed vaccine effectiveness dropped from 74.7% in March to 53.1% in July. The Delta variant is becoming more dominant. Hospitalization holding steady at about 86% of 86% of people who get vaccinated, or it'll prevent hospitalization 86% of the time. Currently, right now, our hospitalizations are rising. They've tripled, almost quadrupled in the last few weeks. USA has right now about 21,000 people in critical condition. We've had 641,000 deaths, about 113 new deaths reported the last few hours. India is still grappling with cases, not as many as they were, but we've had about another 36,000 cases reported the last few hours. They still have, high levels, but it's not as bad as the spike that they had where there were, a third to a half a million cases per day. So India looks, even though they're still battling a lot of cases, it's not as bad as it was a few weeks ago. Russia, UK, Iran, Italy, Indonesia, Germany, Mexico still battling a lot of cases. South Africa, Poland, I'm sorry, not South Africa, I don't have those numbers. Philippines, Chechnya, Chile. So World Health Organization, health officials said adults over the age of 18 of either vaccine is going to be eligible to receive a third dose. In terms of kids, we're still waiting on data, especially for younger kids. I believe in Israel, they're already vaccinating younger kids. So we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.